I don't know. Maybe we are live. Excellent. Let me refresh these comments. No comments yet. This is an insult. All right, this is Duck Vader. I'm interrupting your daily scheduled mundane burnout routine. Okay, I know you're there. You're there in front of a computer going 99239 discharge greater than 30 minutes, discussed discharge planning. You're basically spending all day treating a computer screen. Am I right, people? Well, quit that. Come hang out with me. Let's get Dark Side for life. I want to see your comments. Ashley Stewart, hey fam, I'm not your fam. Although I may be your father. That has been established across multiple episodes. You know what's interesting is, when I told Luke, I said, Luke, I am your father. He was like, no. All he had to do was say, okay, fine. Okay, pops, why don't you spit in this? 23andMe or Ancestry.com. Let's find out whose daddy is whose. And then I would have had to take off the mask, hack a big loogie into this thing, send it off, wait, and then find out that I have BRCA mutation positive and am 100% likely to get breast cancer. Then I would have had to have a prophylactic male mastectomy, how dare you make that noise, computer? Turn off sound. There we go. Hopefully I pressed the right button. A prophylactic male mastectomy, bilaterally, okay? And I'll tell you this, all right? I don't go to the gym 4 times a day for people not to notice these pecs. So if you're going to remove them so that I don't get male breast cancer, all right, you better think twice. So all of this is to say, I would have found out, yes, I am your father, Luke, okay? I also would have found out he has a sister, Leia, because she's dumb enough to put her real name on 23andMe and violate her privacy when she finds out, oh gosh, my dad is Darth Vader. Dark Vader, now what? All the nurses back at the station are going to be like, dude, your dad's Dark Vader. What the hell? What's going on? And she'd be like, well, you know, I didn't choose my daddy, all right? I didn't choose the thug life. The thug life chose me. So I guess what I'm saying is, use the technology wisely, people. Don't willy-nilly try to find out paternity, okay? If I say I'm your father, I'm your damn father. All right, what do we got here? Greetings from Nova Scotia and hugs, Joe Andrew. Why would you give a Sith Lord responsible for the murder of thousands, billions of beings across the galaxy, why would you say hugs from Nova Scotia? Is there something wrong with Nova Scotians? Are they that, is it like a colony of Sith Lords? What is this? Missed you, Dark Vader. And again, Alana, why would you miss somebody who's a proven mass murderer? I don't understand. Now, let me see here. How do I make these comments? Expand comments. Okay, I can do that. Okay, that made it worse. You can use the force on me, Chelsea Leanne. Okay, this is another thing. This is not some cosplay perverted Pornhub thing, all right? I'm not here, you know, for you to tickle my robot thingamajigger. That's not what this is, okay? I'm not a furry, all right? I'm Doc Frickin' Vader. I went to 4 years of evil medical school to do this. What this is, still don't know. Still don't know. Let's see. Boy, these comments are just, you people are the worst. I'm going to be honest. Jedi's rule, long live the Republic. Craig Stewart. Now, speaking of the worst, are you just trying to taunt me? Is this like Nina, Jedi's are better than Sith? Well, I'll tell you, I was a Jedi. I was in the Republic. Okay? It lived for 1,000 years. So, yes, long live. It did. However, I happened to help overthrow it. Why? Because I'm the shit. I'm Duck Vader. Duck Vader's feeling very ornery today. He's ready to, you know, bring the noise. Greetings from the Death Constellation of Stars, Edwin Orzechowski. You sound like one of the twin sisters or brothers. I don't know. They're trans-ish now? That did The Matrix? Are you one of the Orzechowski sisters? I don't know. Tell me, though. Chelsea says, So do you take a vow of hatred and promise to inflict misery? Again, Chelsea, this is not some S&M thing. I can't promise misery. It just happens to be inflicted everywhere I go. Okay, I didn't choose the dark side. The dark side chose me. Let's see. Maybe you can use your dark force to fix the healthcare system. Shanann Garcia. Okay, all right. All right. Can I do that? First, you'd have to ask the question, is the system actually broken? And the answer is no, it functions exactly as intended. It is designed to make money for already rich people, to avoid caring for already poor people, to focus on treating diseases after they happen, diseases that are caused by mismanagement in other parts of society, like food, exercise, diet, social things, all of those. And basically, it works perfectly. It bankrupts society. It takes money from wages and moves them into rich people's pockets, insurance company executives, health systems executives, pharma company executives. You notice the commonality here, executive. I'm just going to start calling me an executive Sith Lord, and I bet the pay will just start coming in. So break the system, Doc. Helen, why would I break a system that's paying me? This is the problem, isn't it? Why are doctors not rising up because they're scared they have loans? Why are nurses not rising up because they're scared they have to be paid by this very same broken system? So to overthrow it is not in their self-interest. It's in their long-term self-interest, but in their short-term, they cannot pay for their Netflix subscription. And if they cannot pay for Netflix, then they certainly cannot pay for Hulu. And if they cannot pay for Hulu, how will they watch season 3 of Only Murders in the Building? You tell me, okay? It's a chain of causality. The Buddhists call it dependent co-arising. Craig Stewart, no, you chose the dark side. You could have controlled your emotions. You and Mace Windu could have destroyed the Emperor. Okay, could have, would have, should have. Okay, I'm just as the Force made me. I can't change my nature. There's no control. There's no free will. You know this. There's no choice. Feel into it. Just search your feelings. You know this to be true. I think I have free will. Do you? Where are your choices coming from? All the infinite connected causes and conditions of everything. You know, Keanu Reeves was right. The butterfly effect. He was right about a great many things. Jean says, I'm ready to make an executive decision. Now see, this is the kind of thinking I can respect. Are you going to do dishes in those gloves? Well, I will say, dishpan hands, a.k.a. candida, off the nail beds. Very common in my family. I told Luke and Leia, I'm like, put gloves on when you wash dishes. And they said, but we don't wash dishes. And I said, that's because you're a couple of freaking Gen Z ingrates, okay? With your lingo, always popping off. Oh, this really slaps, Dad. This food is bussin'. Oh, you know what? Doc Vader has lots of riz. He's got riz. The hell is that? Why do these children talk like the I need a protocol droid to translate my own children's speech. And we purportedly speak the same language. It's crazy. Nurses can't even think about rising up without getting threatened by administrators, Helen Carey. Exactly. We've set it up perfectly. Listen, I think we'd like some more staffing. Oh, you'd like another job then. Bye. We'll find someone else. Joe Andrew, I'm on the side of the light to save lives. You're on the light side, are you? Saving lives, are you? All right. Well, let's see how well that works out for you. Will you have a gold-plated land speeder? Likely not. Will you get your own protocol droid that serves you hors d'oeuvres and various crumpets, including, but not limited to, Totino's Party Pizza? Totino's Party Pizza is the best frozen pizza in the galaxy if you are a teenager or a college student. Anybody else will get violent diarrhea and probably induced gluten intolerance. Just FYI, little safety tip, one to grow on, knowing it's half the battle, after school special. I had to retire. I can't handle healthcare anymore. Dawn Harper. Well, I think that's not a bad decision. I hope you retired Jimmy Buffett style, you know, sitting there in Margaritaville, you know, can't find your salt shaker, end up getting Merkel cell cancer. Don't get Merkel cell cancer. That's a bad one, apparently. Jimmy Buffet. What will we do without Jimmy Buffet? All right, come on day, it'll be all right. Come one day, you'll move from dark side to light. I spent 4 lonely years in a med school with tears, and I just want to stab everyone. Let's see. Ruby says, is Leia still vegan? Or are you just going to force her to eat damn turkey this Thanksgiving? Listen, you can't force a vegan to do anything. They're too weak. You just feel bad for them. My gosh, you're so anemic. First of all, here's some vitamins. Second of all, here's a steak. Don't worry, it's a tauntaun steak. They're not sentient. They don't have faces or cast a shadow. None of that. It's totally delicious. Let's see. Cancer is a zodiac sign. I don't know what that means, Mao, because I don't understand this whole zodiac thing. I know that I'm a Taurus, which apparently means I'm stubborn, which apparently means dark side for life, son. Let's see. Not that lucky, Illinois were states. Illinois. That's pretty lucky, actually, although you have a high tax burden. Let's see. Julie says, I hate it when my kids wear gloves when they do dishes. The gloves get greasy, and then they, quote-unquote, wash the dishes with greasy gloves and make all the dishes and faucet all gross, too. I want them to take off the gloves until they are aware enough to quit making such a gross mess. Listen, okay, what I'm hearing here is the frustration of a parent with severe OCD. Severe, I mean crippling. Like, I'm talking about counting cracks in the sidewalk OCD. I'm talking about doing rituals before bed because you can't sleep OCD. I'm talking about the kind of OCD I grew up with, all right? Why do you think I took up pod racing? Because it distracted me from the compulsion to pick all my hair out. All right, I had trichotillomania. That's why I'm bald, people. If you looked under this helmet, you wouldn't like what you saw. Just saying. Let's scroll by. Now, the tricky part here is I cannot see the comments from Darth Vader's own Facebook page. I can only see the comments from ZDogMD's page. So if you're a Darth Vader fan, go to ZDogMD's Facebook page and comment there for now, because I can only see one stream of comments at once, because I'm not a lunatic. How long does it take in the U.S. on average for an ambulance to drop a patient off in the ER and get back on the road? Steve Holland. It depends, all right? If it's a social admission, it's instant. If it's an actual emergency, hours. Doc Vader, love me some Vader, makes the day. Nate Dog, that's very kind of you, Pastor Nate. Let me tell you, I also go to church. The Church of the Dark Side. I am a Sith pastor, a youth pastor. I lead a group of young Sithlings, young apprentices, into the woods where we slaughter small animals with our lightsabers. We force choke birds. It's really good, wholesome fun. It's a kind of retreat where we come out the other end really bonded in hatred towards all life. And I consider my faith to be... the faith that all humans are rotten and we're innately evil and cannot be turned back to good. So in a way, I think it's my faith that makes life meaningful for me. And I'm glad, you know, that you also are a practitioner of the faith. Let's see. Universe has never seen the mess. University never seen the mess they leave, but they can't say you're entirely wrong, Julie. All right, I don't know what that's about, but I know that you guys need to give me some material here that I can get angry about, because pretty much anything you say pisses me off, but it's got to piss me off in a way that I got something to say about it. It's all these, like, people blowing smoke up my ass here. You're the best. Love this. Makes my day. Who cares what you think? All right? I don't care. I mean, secretly, I care. Just between you and me, it really delights me, right? If I didn't have a robot heart, it would be bursting with love right now. Luckily, I'm just filled with hatred.
Hey, sorry to interrupt this episode. It's Dr. Z. Just a quick pitch here. If you can just leave a review and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, it helps us a lot. I also want to hear what you think about this episode when you're done listening. hello@zdogmd.com. It's the best way for me to hear your voice because the emails come right to me. And we don't have a comment section on most podcast platforms. Maybe Spotify has one, but nobody else does. So it really gets your voice involved on episodes, especially that don't have a video. And the third thing is, if you want to be a part of this community and support the show, join our supporter tribe, zdogmd.com/supporters. You can join on YouTube, Locals, Facebook, Instagram. You get live videos with me where we're talking about these things in depth, uncensored, and your comments are fully incorporated as in real time. And then we do these Zoom meetings where it's really like a beautiful community where we share our experiences on the awakening journeyless journey. How are we going to transform ourselves so we can transform healthcare and education and government? Because those systems are epiphenomena of us. Until we wake up, those systems will stay asleep. They're just an expression of our own delusion. So being a part of that, it supports this message so others can hear it. And it also allows for our own collective growth. So we need each other in that way. It's really, really, really tightly interwoven and interdependent. That's it. Back to your regularly scheduled show.
So leave some actual comments that don't suck. I may have to go to Veda's page. I don't know how to do that with robot hands. Very hard to type. I need Jar Jar to help me. Let's see. Now, people may wonder, why is Veda transmitting on a Wednesday when his master just does not give two Fs about any of this? Well, I'll tell you. Veda has been recording a clip for a conference because Veda sells out. Someone says, Veda, I'd like to hire you to do an intro clip for our big medical conference. And Veda says, here's my price. And they say, that's too little. And I say, I knew it. Okay, 5 credits. And they say, okay, yes, we can do that because it's not as humiliating. And then they say, here's the group and here's their pain points. And I go, I know their pain points. It's the same as all pain points. Everything is evil and has to be stopped, right? And then they say, actually, we want to keep it PG-13 because there are women in the audience. It's like, wait, so why is it that that's vaguely sexist? It should be PG-13 because there are children in the audience under 13 or over 13 or something like that. And so you go through all that and then you record a transmission and then you just fingers crossed. So I just recorded a transmission, fingers crossed. And then I said, you know, I'm here. I'm here. I'm queer. I've got the gear. What else do we need? Okay, let's go live. And that's why I'm here. Now, this stethoscope is so freaking, there we go. What do you think about the new COVID? And are you going to get the new vaccine, Dawn? Okay, new COVID is a lot like new Coke. It was unnecessary. It's too sweet. And it's completely harmless, except when it's not. So the truth is, COVID is COVID. It's going to vary into perpetuity. It is with us forever. It is endemic. If you're high risk, over 65, multiple medical conditions, sure, go ahead, boost whatever. Otherwise, why? Why? They say, well, healthy kids also get COVID and die. That's true. But how many do you have to treat then? And then how much myocarditis might you cause? I don't know. I don't know the answers. So I'll tell you, I told Luke and Leia, you're healthy or young. It's up to you whether you want to do anything. You've had COVID 26 times. Never died. Never got long COVID. Never got even short COVID. It's got some sniffles. That's the problem. People don't talk about the epidemic of short COVID, where you get a little and then you test. It's positive. You get off work for 10 days, but you have hardly any symptoms. That's short COVID. Like, shut up. Go back to work. Just don't even test yourself. Just show up. Go, hey, guys. You know, you may want to wear one of these. Oh, I don't know. Listen, I'm Darkside. You don't want to take advice from me, all right? But just understand, someone's getting a gold land speeder out of all of this, and I think it's Jar Jar. All right, let's see. You seem pretty woke today, but lack riz, says Sue. Okay. There's a couple problems here. Number one, that comment doesn't slap. It is not bussin'. I have lots of riz, and I have the drip. Not that kind of drip. Get your head out of the groin. The drip. I am dripping with riz. Okay? Was that tight? Was I tight? Is that still a thing? Let's keep going here. Veda, do a poll. And depending on which says which version do you want, do the PG-13 one, but when they choose R-rated, send them a link that says not safe for Wookiees. That's a great idea. That is a great idea. Because the actual, it's funny, you know, when you, if you ask Darth Vader to speak, you're going to get Darth Vader. And he is not PG-13, okay? He is, what is it, NC-17, at least? 17 parsecs? It's crazy. It's crazy. Okay. Now what? What should we talk about? What's going on? 120 people watching? This is a front. It's an affront. It's a Wednesday. Why aren't you watching? What are you, at work or something? You got things to do that aren't like hanging out with the darkest lord in the galaxy? Give me a break. Someone sent some stars, but I can't see who. It's all very confusing. Let's see. Lindy says, oh, Doc Vader, you're confusing me. This page, that page, difficult for a blonde. Oh, Lindy, I like the blonde jokes. That's sexy. I like that. You know who was a blonde? Not Padme. She was a brown-haired shrew. All right. Speaking of shrews, what's up with Russell Brand? What's going on with Russell Brand? Everybody's like, Vader, you got to weigh in. Russell Brand, what's going on? And I'm like, why? He's always been a weirdo. I mean, you don't think he's been creepy for his entire life? He goes around talking about being a sex addict. That's like a way of saying, you know, I'm a murderer. It's all good, you know? Not my fault. Yeah, sure, you know, I'm a little rapey, a little assaulty, you know, but I'm British. I'm a rapscallion. It's all good. Also, I'm a wellness influencer on YouTube with millions of subscribers of people who listen to me while I tell you more and more bullshit stories that keep you asleep. Even though my channel says Awakening with Russell. This is a oxymoron. Okay? If you want to go nighty-night into human delusion, go Awaken with Russell. Okay? He's creepy dude. As are many gurus online, especially ZDogMD. That bald clown. You think you can trust a guy that looks like that? Just look at his head. Okay? He looks like Mork from Ork if they shaved his head. Nanu, nanu. Let's see. Yeah, tell me what you think about Russell Brand, and I will tell you what I think about Russell Brand, which I might have just done. Steve Holland, please take a look at the shameful state of the National Health Service here in the UK. Would love your thoughts. Oh, hello, Governor. My thoughts are, at least the NHS exists. Over here, we've got the nothing health service. Nothing? Why am I talking like a Sith Lord Australian? I don't know. Is that British now? Or I should say nor. Nor it ain't British. I don't know what's going on. Governor? Let's see. Now that I've insulted the entire Queen's English, let's move on. Kevin Cross, what do you think about the new nasal spray version of the EpiPen? Oh, I love it. I just am sad they don't have a rectal version. Because you can imagine you get stung by a bee and you're starting to hyperventilate and it's getting difficult to breathe and things are closing down. What's the one port on your body that's the last one to clench, okay? The butthole. Just intrarectal EpiPen, right? RecyPen up the butt. Right up the butt. That's what we need. What's the use of a vaccine since the virus mutates? Well, Halim, the use of the vaccine is that you prevent severe disease despite the mutations. You still are protected against severe disease, which is why there's a question whether you need so many boosters, because you're already protected against severe disease in most cases, unless you're one of these outliers, like very old, multiple chronic disease, that sort of thing. And yes, immunity wanes to infection because of mutations, time, etc., but you still have B and T memory cells that produce a response that keep you from dying. This is why when new diseases come into a population, they decimate the population because there's no pre-existing immunity. But over time, there is immunity in the form of memory B and T cells that prevent severe disease. So you turn a death sentence into a cold. And that's one to grow on. Let's see. FDI retracted EpiPen. Maybe they would like that better. EpiPen, Aunt. Is that the one that goes up the butt? Effie. I like that. retracted. You said retracted. Let's see. Didn't China have one that goes up the butt? Jessica Jacqueline. Listen, I can't talk about the Chinese and butts. There's a gag order from Chairman, what's his name? And if I start talking about butts, you know, it gets ugly. Gets very ugly. Would Darth Vader ever appear on Bill Maher's podcast? I tune in to see that. Love you, dude. Okay, Linda. Bill Maher is, I do love Bill Maher. Because I hate him half the time and I love him the other half the time, which means he's doing something right. Am I right? Like, he's consistently, inconsistently hateful and loving. That's what I love about Bill Maher. Glorious. You need a better accent impersonator on your face mask. 3 out of 10, Steve. Listen, how dare you? All right? How dare you? I've got the perfect British accent at all times. All right? I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. You see? My Fair Vader. That's gonna be the next thing, right? Hey, let's get Vader, let's teach Vader to speak better English. He's always breathing, you know? Hurricanes whoop, hardly whoop, ever happen whoop, in Hartford. Let's see now. How about the stimulator for the pain the pain doctors are pushing? Oh, there's all kinds of various stimulators. And, you know what I want? I want a electro-ejaculator stimulator, one that you just put up your butt and then you just you can ejaculate without even having to masturbate. Like, to me, that's the gold standard. You just go right for the money shot. None of this foreplay, you know? How come we don't have that? Maybe we do, and I don't know. I've been out of the literature for a while, for a hot minute. This is NC-17. I told you that, right, earlier? What are your thoughts on Ahsoka being more powerful doctor than you, Kevin Cross? Okay, listen, I have not seen this new series. I was too busy finishing Andor, which is truly tremendous. And the reason is I'm not in it. They don't besmirch my reputation, all right? So I don't know nothing about Ahsoka, whatever her name is. I guess I trained her when I was younger, but you know, listen, ingrates, every last one of them. Every last one of them. Darth Vader, who will you vote for to be the next face of horror on faceofhorror.org? I fell back to 8th place. I work 4 jobs and I use a much needed vacation. I'm not a zombie all the time. Okay, I don't know what this Faces of Horror is, but when I think of Faces of Horror, I think Roseanne Barr. There's lots of different names I could come up with that are horrible faces. But yes, Ruby Laguna, of course there's no foreplay on the dark side. That's because we've got it up to 5 and 6 play at this point. You know what I mean? This is Nickelback level foreplay. All right, where you're playing Nickelback in the car to try to get her in the mood, you know, and you're wondering why she's not. And you're just like, well, maybe you just can't hear it. Let me turn it up. Look at my photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. And what the hell is that on Joey's head? The most hated band in the galaxy. Am I right? Am I right? Nickelback. But I love Nickelback. Kitty Catania. Police happen to see hose coming out the wall. No hazmat, no disposal safeguards. I have no idea what that's about, but it's terrifying. There's a hose in the wall, but the men can't see. I don't know what that is. I don't like it. Ashley, she's not because you're playing Nickelback. Listen, you don't have to state the obvious, Ashley, okay? First of all, when I play Nickelback, I need it to get my robot stuff aroused because it's the only thing that will penetrate metal is Nickelback. It's in the name, Nickelback. Jessica says, you all don't know Darth Vader, brings all the girls to the yard. Yes, that's right. My dark side brings the girls to the yard, and their Sith are better than yours. I could kill you, but it'd be a chore. All right? It's my Sith shake. Okay. What about Back to Black? AC/DC. Well, you know, I do love a good alternating current, direct current. And Australians are in fact the world's worst fashion. So we do have that. All right. Let's see. What was the quote from Spinal Tap? You dress like an Australian's nightmare. That made me giggle. All right, let's see. I love Australia. I don't know how they dress. Honestly, I have not been to the continent. Is Australia considered a continent? It is, right? Help me out, people. The more you know. Come on. Once they go Vader, they never go back. I know, Jessica. It's the mask, really. It's very sexy. All right, I gotta go. These comments are, what about the Hawaii debacle, Pamela? Oh, you mean the Lahaina mess? I love that people are like, oh, it was some kind of death ray. You know, like Russell Brand's title of his video, What Really Happened in Hawaii? So yeah, I can tell you what really happened. A bunch of incompetence combined with a freak storm, combined with maybe plus or minus climate change, combined with non-native grasses, combined with a total clusterfuck. Like, why do you need to invoke a death ray or some kind of globalist conspiracy? What's wrong with you people? It's just standard stupidity. Kenny G in the Bacta tank. Wow, Susan, that's amazing. Wow. Kenny G in the Bacta tank. That's the thing. It's not a thing I want, because seeing Kenny G in a diaper, no siree, not for me. Yes, it's a continent, Mary, but all right, good. Discusses hospitals as a toxic workplace, Amy Seward. I mean, why? The word hospital is synonymous with toxic workplace. What's to discuss? All right, people, I'm done here. Glad you could annoy me for this period of time. I've had it with all of you. You may or may not ever see me again. But in the meantime, I love you guys. Smash that like button, hit share, leave a comment, subscribe and click the notification bell, and we are out.
Hey, it's Dr. Z. Thanks for getting through the whole episode. That's a huge accomplishment. And so at this point, I just got to ask you for a few favors, because it just helps us so much if you leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe. It just really helps the algorithm to get this message out to others. The second thing is email me, hello@zdogmd.com. I get all these emails personally. I can't respond to them all, but I need to hear your voice, because especially on podcast, we don't have a comment section. And I want to hear how this episode affected you, what you'd like to hear in the future, what you think we got wrong, what we think we got right, anything, or just say hi. So that's really powerful. And the third thing is, financially, it helps us a lot to support the show in any way you can. And if you go to zdogmd.com/supporters, you can join our supporter tribe on your favorite platform, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, wherever. What that will get you on those platforms is live shows with me that are exclusive for supporters, and access to our Zoom meetings, where we talk about awakening realization and we share with each other our own experience. It's a powerful group effect. It's a community, really. And we support and love each other and share, again, through our own experience, how we're waking up. So, and that ripples out into systems, into transforming healthcare and education and government. So it really starts with us. So join us there if you can. Again, zdogmd.com/supporters. And I'm so grateful to have you with us.